I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us experience painful losses during the course of our lives. The beloved family pet who dies after years of comforting companionship. The dreadful breakup of a decades-long marriage. The inevitable but nonetheless agonizing death of a nurturing parent. At times, these losses seem overwhelming and nearly impossible to bear. Yet sometimes profound loss opens windows to new and remarkable insights and appreciations. And that's what we hear in this encore essay by Bev Wright.
As a child, I would sit on a vinyl chair in my mother's 1950s Westinghouse kitchen, my legs dangling, staring while Mom poured Tang into my glass. Fixed on my eyes, she'd say, "Say when." I would stare, then jump up and shout, "When?" My mother did this all the time. I'd plug in the hi-fi as she fed me the cord. "Say when," she'd say. I'd hang out the passenger window of her old rusty Pontiac, directing her into a tight space, and she'd tap the brake saying, "Say when." At 35, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. She survived the ravages of cobalt radiation, surgeries, and endless drugs. But more serious illnesses struck, and when she was diagnosed with Parkinson's, she moved in with my husband and me to live out her final years. On the day we emptied out her home of 51 years, we stood in silence, hearing only the ticking of the old kitchen clock. Mom held tight to her handkerchief, her eyes brimming. I knew we were both seeing the house as it once was, exploding with people on our Italian Christmas Eves, Mom teaching us to jitterbug on the porch, the old worn patch of rug where the dog slept. I waited and said, "Say when, Mom." She took a moment and shoved her handkerchief into her pocket. "Okay," she said, "let's go." In the years that followed, Mom worsened, but kept her spirit and usual sense of grace. Caretakers and medical equipment arrived regularly, but Mom made only one demand: no hospital bed. Indeed, when the day came that she needed a hospital bed, she took a sharp turn for the worse. 2 weeks later, she died. I believe in when. I believe in the power of when that, like an internal clock or compass, guides us through life if we just listen carefully enough. After Mom died, I figured it would take about a year to get back to normal. But the year morphed into one and then another, and I knew it just wasn't time to feel whole again. Slowly, nightmares of Mom's suffering faded and gave way to dreams of her in happier times. I began feeling her presence, her smile. Eventually, the pain softened. I had, after all, learned to believe what she'd always taught me. If you just trust it enough, when always comes.
Bev Mundilla Wright dedicated her life's work to promoting public health. Wright now pursues her many other passions, writing above all. She lives in Providence with her husband, Steve. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.